This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Job, chapter 12, verse 12. It says there, "Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding?" End of quote. I like the quotation recently I read by Anthony Douglas Williamson. He said, "Knowledge comes from learning. Wisdom comes from living." End of quote. You see, in our today's insight, Job is speaking to his friends, and he says, "Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding?" The general anticipated answer is yes. Both are found as people live longer and become advanced in age. We naturally expect wisdom among the aged. We also anticipate a long life would bring understanding. However, I came across aged and those who live long do not have both of these qualities. How could that be? How could a person live the whole life and advance in age with different experiences and ending up with not having these two qualities? You see, Job says in the very next verse, in verse 13, this: "To God belong wisdom and power. Counsel and understanding are His." End of quote. Now the picture is a little bit more complete. You see, the source of good wisdom, power, counsel and understanding is none other than God. Therefore, the secret is those who are rightly connected to the source of wisdom, power and understanding. They progress in wisdom, power and understanding as they live on this earth. Those who are not connected to God does not have these wonderful qualities. You see, power comes to your mobile phone or laptop only because it is connected to the power outlet. The same way, wisdom and understanding comes by your connection, your personal connection to God. Age or long life does not automatically grant these qualities, period. This is why we do see aged and long-lived people lacking wisdom and understanding. It is pathetic, but it is true. Verse 22 says, "God reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into the light." How could two people look into the same issue and come up with two different conclusions? The reason is that God reveals the secrets to the person who has God and rightly connected to God. The person who does not have God in his or her life grow up in darkness with no light, end up staggering like drunkards. Job 12:25. You see, Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6 says this: "For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." New Testament in the book of James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all people without finding fault, and it will be given to you." The only condition is you ask God and believe when you ask God. It does not really matter what age you are. Wisdom and understanding begin with the knowledge of God, His counsels and His plans. You know God, His counsels and plans through the pages of the Word of God, the Bible. You also become wiser and more understanding by knowing Jesus personally. You can learn more about Jesus by reading the Gospels and the New Testament in the Bible. The Bible affirms this truth: "For in Christ, the fullness of God lives in bodily form." End of quote, Colossians chapter 2. You know God by knowing Him, in whom the fullness of God lives in bodily form. In Jesus, the fullness of God lives in bodily form. You see, God sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to save you from sins and mistakes and grant you forgiveness and eternal life. Jesus Christ accomplished this for you by His death, burial, and resurrection for you and your sin and mistakes. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to get wisdom, power, and understanding. I learned today that you are the source of all these wonderful qualities. You also said I could ask for wisdom, I could pray for wisdom, and you will give generously when I ask without finding any fault with me. I know in Jesus the fullness of God lives in bodily form. By connecting with Jesus, the Savior of the world, I can be wiser and more understanding. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Lord, please forgive my sins and mistakes. Please save me and grant me everlasting life. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.